This video is made possible by Skillshare. Start learning anything for free for 2 months at skl.sh/reallifelore15. There are 50 states in the US and all of them are both best and worst at something. So let's start off alphabetically with Alabama, which is the best at college football, having won 16 national championships, but also has the worst student math scores in the country and the least amount of people that walk to work. Over in Alaska, they have the highest average salaries at $44,350 per year, but also have the nation's highest violent crime rate, rape rate, violence against women rate, and the highest DUI rate. Arizona is both the sunniest state with an average 193 clear days per year, and the hottest with an average temperature above 100 degrees Fahrenheit in midsummer. Arkansas has the nation's highest rate of dog ownership with 48% of households owning one, but also has the highest divorce rate. California, meanwhile, has both the largest population and economy of any state, home to 39.5 million people, which is more people than live in all of Canada. If California was an independent country, it would have the world's fifth largest economy, ahead of the UK and India. But California also has the worst air pollution and smog in the country. Colorado has America's lowest obesity rate at just 22% of the population, but at the same time has the highest rate of fatal motorcycle accidents. Next up, in Connecticut, they have the best broadband internet connection and the most dental visits, but also the worst economic inequality, which can perhaps be best seen by the nearby cities of Bridgeport, one of America's poorest cities, and Fairfield, one of her wealthiest. Delaware is a well-known tax haven, so largely due to that, over 60% of Fortune 500 companies are incorporated in the state. But Delaware is also considered America's most boring state, with the worst rated nightlife and the fewest movie theaters per capita. Florida is both America's flattest state and the one most impacted by hurricanes, and so because of that, it is the most vulnerable state to future climate change. Georgia has the highest quality roads in America, but also has the worst traffic, with the worst bottleneck for trucks in the entire country being located right here in Atlanta. Faraway Hawaii has the highest rated healthcare services and the highest life expectancy, but is also the most expensive state to live in, with the nation's highest homeless rate. Idaho is America's most entrepreneurial state, but is also home to the most hate groups per capita, with 7.1 hate groups per million people. Illinois has the healthiest teeth, but also has America's highest pollution health risk and the lowest fiscal stability rank. Meanwhile, Indiana is the best state at high school basketball, but also has the largest number of meth labs. At the same time, Iowa has the lowest divorce rate while also having the lowest number of LEED certified buildings per capita. Kansas is the nation's largest producer of wheat, but also has the lowest growth rate among young people at -1% per year, while also being ranked as having America's ugliest natural scenery. Kentucky is home to the longest cave system in the world, but also has the highest rate of adult asthma, at 12% of the state's population. Louisiana, meanwhile, is home to America's largest port, the Port of Southern Louisiana, which handles 60% of all grain the country exports. But the state also has the highest incarceration rate, with 0.8% of the entire state's population currently sitting in jail. Maine has the lowest violent crime rate and is also America's least diverse state, with a population that is 94% white. Maryland leads the country in highest household income, which averages $80,000 per year, but people here also have the highest debt-to-income ratio. Massachusetts is the most educated state, with over 40% of the population holding a bachelor's degree, but also has the lowest birth rate and was the first state to ban happy hour. Simultaneously, Michigan has the most golf courses per capita of any state, but also has the worst rated state government integrity, with very low scores in both transparency and accountability. Minnesota is the state where people spend the most money per capita on recreational activities, but also has the most severe winters in the country, with temperatures that plummet down to -60 degrees Fahrenheit, cold enough to give you frostbite in under 5 minutes. People in Mississippi, meanwhile, spend the most time watching pornography, with Pornhub statistics showing that the average user from the state spends 11 minutes and 33 seconds on the site. Mississippi also has the nation's highest poverty rate, worst rated healthcare services, highest infant mortality rate, and where you're most likely to die in a car crash. Missouri has the nation's cheapest gas, but was also the site of America's worst dioxin disaster back in 1983. Montana has the highest high school graduation rate at 93%, but also has has the worst access to the internet. Nebraska is home to America's most reliable power grid and also has the highest rate of carbon monoxide poisoning. Nevada, unsurprisingly, makes the most tax money from gambling and also has the highest rate in nightlife, but at the same time has the lowest ranked social environment. New Hampshire has the country's lowest poverty rate but also has the highest cocaine usage among young adults, with 10.5% of that population admitting to trying it within the past year. New Jersey has the lowest suicide rate and also has the lowest rate of short-term fiscal stability. Meanwhile, New Mexico is the best at choosing the winner of presidential elections. They've only been wrong 3 times since 1912. Unfortunately, the state also has the lowest rated public safety, with the highest arson and Grand Theft Auto rates in the country. Because of those, it's ranked as the worst state to raise a family in. While New Mexico may be good at picking them, more presidents and vice presidents have origins in New York than any other state, with 7 presidents and 11 vice presidents. But New York also has the highest taxes and highest abortion rate in the country, with 2.4% of women having had one. North Carolina has the highest quality preschools, but also the lowest number of libraries per capita. North Dakota is ranked as having the highest quality of life while also having the worst alcohol problem. 24.7% of adults drink excessively in the state. Ohio is America's most affordable state to live in, but it may not be worth it if you have allergies, as 7 out of the top 35 cities worst for allergies are located here. Oklahoma is home to the largest casino in the US, but also has the lowest salaries for teachers, at just $39,306 per year, while also being the location of the most deadly tornadoes, 65 since 1950. Oregon has the highest number of craft breweries per capita, and it's the only state I couldn't find anything they were the worst in. So, congrats. Pennsylvania grows the most organic mushrooms and is where you have the highest probability of hitting a deer while driving, 1 in 63 odds. Meanwhile, Rhode Island has the lowest number of fatal industrial accidents per capita while also having the worst quality roads and bridges. South Carolina produces the most nuclear energy per capita but also treats their elders the worst of any state. South Dakota is the most hunter-friendly state with 26% of the population taking part, but also has the nation's highest employment and income gap by race. Tennessee has the highest number of caves but also the lowest number of dentists per capita. Texas produces the most wind energy and has the highest migration rate, with over 1,000 people moving here every day. But Texas also has the lowest voter participation at just 39% of the population and the worst nursing home quality. Utah has America's highest church attendance at 53% of the population going at least once per week, while also having the highest rate of skin cancer diagnosis. Vermont is ranked as the most equal state in terms of gender employment and income, but also has the highest college tuition fees. Virginia, meanwhile, has the lowest overall asthma rate while kind of contradictorily having the highest toxic pollution rate, with 20 pounds of waste per square mile. Washington is America's most bicycle-friendly state and weirdly has the worst invasive snail problem. Back over in West Virginia, you'll find the most equal state in terms of education level and income by race. But the state also has the highest obesity rate at nearly 38% of the population, the lowest amount of people with a college degree at just 19%, and the highest death rate related to opioid overdoses. Second to last is Wisconsin, which is the largest producer of cheese but has the lowest equality in jailing by race, with over 1% of the state's minority population currently residing in jail. And here we arrive at Wyoming, which is America's least populated state. Only 579,000 people live here, less than the population of Milwaukee. This low population means that a resident of this state has 3.6 times the voting power in a presidential election than a resident of California does, thanks to how the Electoral College works. But Wyoming also has the highest number of fatal industrial accidents per capita and the lowest job growth rate in the country, at negative 0.6% per year. While jobs may be shrinking in Wyoming, they're rapidly growing across the United States in general. 213,000 jobs were added by U.S. employers just last month, and even more are going to become made available in the future, which you can help prepare yourself to apply for by taking any number of classes over at Skillshare. Skillshare. They have over 20,000 classes they currently offer on subjects like data science, web development, accounting, finance, graphic design, and even animation if you're looking to learn how to start creating videos for your own YouTube channel. Which if you are, I'd highly recommend taking the course offered by my friends at Kurzgesagt on how to animate and create science videos the same way that they do. And if you're interested in learning about something else, Skillshare probably has a class on that too. But best of all, you can start learning with Skillshare for free for 2 whole months and support real life lore at the same time by signing up today by clicking the link in the description at skl.sh/reallifelore15.